Father God, we just come to you today and we thank you, Lord, that you are our portion and that you are our salvation. Lord, I pray that if anybody needs you, Lord, when they're scared or they have fear, that they will turn to you, Lord, because your love does defend us. Lord, I pray that you just be with Brother Jimmy, make his voice strong, Lord, and let your word be shown through him. Forgive us, Lord, we have failed you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Morning. I'm going to need some help this morning. So I need four volunteers to read. If you don't do it, I'm going to pick four volunteers to read. Okay. So verses four. Thank you. Verses 4 through 11. Who wants 4 through? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 4 through 11. And then 12 through 19. And then 20 through 26. And then 27 through 31. There are not hard words in this, so who wants the first part? Yeah, 4 through 12, or 4 through 11, 4 through 11. 4 through 11, 12 through 19.
Oh boy.
20 through 26, and then 27 to the end of the chapter.
Ready.
Okay. Y'all just take off whenever you get ready. Just hand the phone to the next one.
All
right. So let's open up first in a word of prayer, but y'all just probably be patient with me because I don't know how long I'll be able to go. But I know this sickness has hit a lot of people, and I've kind of had a relapse because I was sick weekend before last, better last weekend, and then it hit again. But just be praying for our school, our community, everyone that has been down and sick. And pray that the Lord just touch their lives. So let's open up in a word of prayer, then we'll read. Lord, we just thank you so much for this day that you have given us, Lord, that we're able to gather here as a body, Lord, and work together in unity to carry out your purpose upon this earth, Lord, through your church, Lord. We just love you, and we thank you for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, verse 4 through 11.
All right. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all of these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
Okay. Who wants to read the second part? Verses 12 through 19.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is there therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is there not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if were all one member, where were the body?
20 through 26. Who wants to read that?
20 to 26.
Yeah.
20 to 26. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or again, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body are weaker, are indispensable, and those parts of the body that we consider less honorable, we clothe these the greater honor, and our unrespectable parts are treated with greater respect, which our respectable parts do not need. 26.
Yeah, through 26.
Okay. Instead, God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the less honorable, so that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same concern for each other. So if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
And verse 27 through the remainder of the chapter, which is just a few.
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of the healing, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are we all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But I earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I don't know, I kind of like that. That was pretty good. You know, and whenever we look at this passage, and this is a very popular passage in the book of 1 Corinthians that Paul has written, because they were challenged in that day in the Corinthian church, you know, because some people thought other people's positions or other people, what they were doing in a church was more important than others. And I will tell you, according to what was read here this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as God gives us that we are all important. We are all important, and we all have a purpose in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ within His church to carry out what God has given us. You know, we are interdependent upon each other. God has not made us where we are individuals out there, but we are one body. I know we are individuals indeed, you know, that we all have different personality. We all have different gifts. But what he's talking about is we bring them together in unity, diversity within unity, or unity within diversity is something that is important, because if we were all the same, it would be a boring place. If we were all the same, we could not get things done the way they needed it to be done. If we were all the same, we would be all fighting, because that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I can do it this way. You can do it that way. You know, but we all have different gifts. So we need to look at this unity because of the different gifts and the different roles that God has placed upon us as a church to function the way that He wants us to function. Because there is only one head, and that is Christ. And we have to look for Christ and let Christ lead us in our lives as a church. If you cut off the head, what's the body going to do? It's going to die, isn't it? We can't survive without our head. And if our head is not there, if we don't have Christ within our body and we're not allowing Him to tell the body what to do and the body does it, then we're in trouble. Have you ever seen someone with Alzheimer's? What's going on? The brain is not functioning correctly. And everything is out of sorts. And nothing is working properly because the brain is not doing what it is supposed to do. Folks, and that's what we need to sit back in our lives and think about Christ and what Christ is doing within our lives, how He has given us each part. And Paul is referencing this to the body specifically. You know, the nose, you know, without smelling. You know, the eye without hearing. The ear without the ear without hearing, the eye without seeing. You know, we see all these things, and they're all important. And as we look at them, we think, man, what if my life was without hearing? There are people out there without hearing. Guess what? They're at a great disadvantage in this world because they cannot hear. Ones who cannot see, they're at a great disadvantage because they cannot see. Ones who cannot smell, they're at a great disadvantage. And I can't smell very well. I can't smell. But guess what? Not being able to smell can get you in trouble, can it? With a fire. With just things, chemicals that are around you. That our body has this sense of smell that alerts us. Folks, and there are many things that God has for us. You think, well, I'm not important. I'm a big toe. Cut off your big toe and see how important it is. It's balance. Folks, everyone is important within the body, and we need to look and we need to embrace our different gifts and our roles within the body. There is no one that is more important or less important than anyone else within the body. We are all needed. And that's what I want you to know, that you are needed this morning within this body and that you are wanted within this body because God has placed you here to do a work within it. And I need you. I need you. The church needs you. The person sitting beside you needs you because of the struggles that we have in our lives, that we need each other. Because it says, you know, I just said, you know, importance of each other. You are important to this church. And don't think that, well, I just do a certain job, so I'm not that important. You are important. Well, I just pick up leaves, or I just pick up trash, or I just clean the toilets. You are important to the work of Christ within His body. Well, I can't do anything, you know, real physical anymore, you know, so all I can do is pray. All you can do is pray? I would tell you that is one of the highest callings within the church is prayer. And we need it. God's church needs prayer warriors that help step up and pray for those around you. Pray for those who are in leadership that are trying to, you know, carry out the work. And you say, well, I'm not able anymore, but you are able to pray and do great things for the Lord. We should have mutual care for one another. Folks, that is where the church has fallen in the last, I'd say, 3 centuries that the church has fallen is that the people do not care for each other the way that they used to. Mutual or supporting one another in times of need. We need that. And you'll hear people say, you know, my family member passed away. If it wasn't for my church family, I don't know what I would do. Sometimes you're closer to your church family than you are actually to your family, your family that you have, your mutual family. Because you see them more often. And you know, they know when you're hurting. They know when you're struggling in your life. And I would say that we need to step up. And we need to help those that are in need. What is that called? Love in action. Because love is an action word. So those who are struggling, those who are hurting, those who have had a hard time in their life, we need to come alongside them and we need to help them in these struggling times in their life. But we also need to celebrate the successes with one another. Because we all have the downs, but guess what? We all have the celebrations too. And we need to come along and we need to celebrate with one another. We need to celebrate the accomplishments, the successes. You know, a lost soul gets saved. Folks, we need to celebrate. It tells us in God's word that when a lost soul comes to know Christ, that all the angels in heaven rejoice. They celebrate. Because they were lost and now they are found. And we need to celebrate that within our church. We need to celebrate that within our lives. And it tells us that, you know, in this passage, you know, whenever it says in verse 26, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Why? Because we are a family. We are the family of God. And God has placed you here for a purpose because you don't know what the future holds, that you may have to step up and do something because God has placed you here for a reason. And I will tell you that there are times in your life you just think, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And then a situation happens. And you've been through that. And you say, thank you, Lord, that I was available. You know, and that's an important concept. Are you available for God to use you? Are you available? Do you make your life available to God so that He can do a mighty work in your life that may be to help someone else around you? We need involvement, you know, within mission, you know, within ministry, you know, within the church, you know, mission and ministry, being involved, you know, collective responsibilities, you know, we are responsible for each other. We hold each other accountable. Oh, that's a word we don't like today in our society, is it? Accountability. If I see my brother in Christ falling, am I just going to let him or her fall? I'm going to go to them in love. And I'm going to try to lift them up and try to bring them back into the fold. It's not out of condemnation. It's not out of looking at them saying, boy, you messed up, girl, you messed up. It's I love you and I don't want to see you going down this path that you're going down. And I want to bring you home. And that's part of our responsibility, all of us, you know, to bring our ding the flock and keep them safe at home. Because we are responsible. What did Jesus say in the book of Luke? That he left the 99 and went after the one. Because the 99 were within the flock, man. They were doing all right. They were protected by each other. But that one that got out and that one that left and went out into the pastures alone, he's vulnerable to the wolves, to the bears. And we think, you know, I'm not vulnerable. Folks, you are vulnerable whenever you go off on your own and you're not in the protection of your family. We need each other, and we need to be involved in each other's lives. Work together. It's better to work together than individually. Work together for that common goal that God has given us. What's the goal that God has given us? It was last week's memory verse. What is our goal? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. That is our goal, is to reach the lost for Christ. And I tell you, if we work together and we can do great things within our community, within our area. But we have to work together. We have to be on the same page, and it can't be a fight of, you know, well, I wanted to do this or I wanted to do that. It doesn't matter what we want to do. What does God want us to do? We need to get on board with Him and start working and doing the ministry that God has called us to do. And it's not about me taking credit for it or anyone else taking credit for it. It's about us working together for that common goal that God has desired, and that is for lost souls to be saved. But in going back to verse 26, you know, in the burdens, you know, or in the when one person hurts, you know, the whole body hurts. When the whole body or one person rejoices, the whole body rejoices. We need to share our burdens, because some burdens are too heavy. Some burdens are too heavy to carry on your own. And we struggle and we keep them secret and we say, well, I can handle this. I can handle this. I can handle this. And a lot of times you can't. And guess who you need? You need your family. You need your church family to come alongside you and carry, help you carry that burden, help you with the struggles that you have within your life. Because we all have them. And if you say, I hadn't had any struggles, it's coming. Because struggles, none of us are immune to struggles within our lives. We need to strengthen the community through collaboration. And I brought this up last week. You know, collaboration. What is collaboration? Working together. We need to work together. And we get so caught up on me mentality in our society today that we forget that working together is better than working as individuals. Two people can get more accomplished than one. If I'm out hauling hay, which I ain't done that in a lot of years, man, I need someone else with me. Man, even if it's one person on the ground, one person on the truck stacking the hay, boy, it works a lot faster. If it's cooking a meal, if it's going out, you know, with each other and sharing the gospel. if it's going out and doing projects, you know, within our community, you know, to help our community, to grow our community, to make, as we talked about last week, to make our community a better place. It's better to have two than one, and we need to share that burden together and do great things, strengthening the community. I want a strong community to live in. I want a community that people want to come to, not that people want to run away from. Is it possible to have that? Yes. Can I do it on my own? No. Can you do it on your own? No. But as a body, we can make a difference. And that's what I want us to do, is make a difference for the kingdom of God right where we are. Whether that's in Bearden, whether that's in Camden, whether that's in Fordyce, whether that's in Thornton, whether that's in Holly Springs, it doesn't matter. Wherever we are, we want to make a difference and make our community a better place to live. And we're going to benefit from that. But also others within our community are going to benefit from that. And God is going to be glorified. And that is the main purpose that we have, is that God would be glorified in all that we do. We need to identify in Christ, you know, have our identity within Him. That we belong to the body. You come and you become part of this local body, which you're already, you know, if you know Jesus Christ, you're already part of the body of Christ, you know, as a whole, you know, but we come and we serve in individual, you know, bodies. That God has placed us here to serve Him here. The local church is important. And that's what we have to build up and belong to the local church. Because you're a member don't necessarily mean that you belong. What means that you belong is that you're here. And that you're active. And that you're doing something within His church. Using the gifts that God has given you. But we also need to understand our place within the community. You know, don't go looking for a higher gift or something else. Well, I want to do this thing. Do what God has called you to do. Because you know where you're going to be the happiest at? Is where God called you to serve. You're not going to be happy as we would think, sometime at a higher calling. You're not going to be happy at that. You're going to be stressed. And then besides doing what God has wanted you to do. Because God has wanted you to do great things within your community, but it takes all of us to work together to do that. But we also need to embrace our identity as part of the church. I am First Southern Baptist Church, Bearden. I love my church home. I love my church family. I love those around me. We identify as part of the church, and we are not just coming on a pew and sitting on a pew, that we are involved within the church. Because it gives us purposeful living. Living out our faith within our community. I am proud to say, when someone asks me, where do you go to church? I said, I go to First Southern Baptist in Bearden. And we love the Lord. And we love you. So we need to live out our faith within our community. Live it out. Don't hold it in. Don't let your faith be on Sunday morning. Let your faith show out in the community, in our lives. What does Jesus tell us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5? You know, what does he tell us? You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. Don't hide it under a bushel. Take that bushel off. Take that basket off and let your light shine. Let your faith shine throughout this community. And how does our faith shine? Through our actions. Through love. And we need to reflect Christ's love through our relationships. So that means that we have to build relationships. So, Brother Jimmy, you say that we need to build relationships with our church family. Yes. But we also need to build relationships outside of our church family. Because I'm not good at cold evangelism. Cold call evangelism. Some people are. I'm not. I'm better about building a relationship. And sharing the gospel through that relationship with people. And if we all built a relationship with someone and we shared the gospel and they got saved, guess what would happen? We would double in size. Double. Then what if they went out? And they shared the gospel with someone, that would be even more. And it just multiplies. Who in here likes compounding interest? Y'all know what compounding interest is? I like compounding interest. That means you get to earn on what you have earned. You get to earn interest on the interest that you have already earned. You get salvations on people that you led to the Lord. Now they're leading them to the Lord. That's compounding salvations. For all our financial gurus, compounding interest. And that should be what we desire. So you want to fill this church up? Start sharing the gospel. Tell people about Jesus Christ. Are you going to lead everyone to the Lord? No. I'm not that naive. Do I wish we could lead everyone to the Lord? Yes. But some people are just going to reject him. But what did Jesus tell the people? Tell his disciples? Whenever someone rejects him, what do? Wipe your feet off and go to the next one. Because we're here to plant seeds. But guess what? You've already planted a seed back there. And someone else may come along and share the gospel with them. And they may be saved. Guess what? You had a part in that. Even though they rejected Christ, whenever you shared it, they might not reject Christ next time. Because there might be a situation happening in their life that pulls them to Christ. So who's important in here? Everyone is important. Everyone has something to contribute to the kingdom of God. Everyone. I said everyone. Don't think that I am not important because you are. We say, how about these little ones? Like a little tough here. He's important. Look, he came in this morning. He made me smile. He had his earbuds in. It might have been earplugs, but they were earbuds to him. And what does he do? He's a little boy. He runs around here and everything. What does he make y'all do? Smile. Brings joy. Because we love seeing little ones. Tough. Abby. Emery. And all these little ones that come around and they walk. Well, Abby too. So I'm getting old. I'm sick. So Abby too. Yeah. She got to get married, get me a granddaughter. So, or grandson, one of those. So, but God has got great things in store for us. But we got to realize our importance. So don't live a defeated life. Live a life that has great joy, because you are important. So I'm not important to other people. You're important to your church family. But you know there's someone that you're more important to? And that's Jesus Christ. How do I know? Because he died on a cross for your sins. He paid the penalty for you so that you could have eternal life. So this morning, as we have a time of invitation, I would ask you, what is the Lord leading you to do in your life? What's the gift that he has given you? And we may have to have a spiritual gift assessment. And they make these spiritual gift assessments, you know, that you can take and find out what your spiritual gift. We talked a little bit about that this weekend at the pastor's retreat that we had, Cary Baptist Association pastor's retreat at Lonsdale at Spring Lake. But we need to start using our gifts. We need to step up and do God's work. Because I can see great potential. There is great potential. You say, well, we live in a small community. There are so many unchurched people right outside the walls of this church. We're not looking at going down to assembly and taking assemblies. We're not looking at going down to the Methodists and taking the Methodists. We're not looking at going down to fellowship and taking fellowship. You know, we're not looking to go as someone else's church. We're looking for lost souls to come to know the Lord and come and serve him and do great things within his church. Because sometimes we call this our church, but it's actually the Lord's church. And we get to be a part of it. And that's a blessing that we have. Let's all stand as we have a song of invitation. Lord, we just humbly come before you, Lord, just thanking you for all that you have done for us, Lord. Lord, and all the blessings that you have given us in our life, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you just draw us near to you, Lord, and let us see our importance, Lord, within your church, Lord, that we have gifts that you have given us, Lord, to fulfill within your church, Lord. And Lord, if we would work in unity, Lord, work in unity, Lord, to carry out your purpose, Lord, that great things could happen, Lord. Lord, I don't know what's on each and every person's heart, Lord, but you do, Lord. And I'd ask that you just speak to them right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.